1.5 million children from the Holocaust. The only two names we heard that day were the names of the same two sisters that I had printed off and put in my purse.
The Joy Lucius book titled Priceless Pennies, Rose and Odette, Unknown Children of the Holocaust, is the miraculous story of family, faith, and friendship. It's available now at resources.afa.net.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman, and joining me in studio is Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And J.J. Jasper.
Great to be here. I had a wonderful childhood. My dad used to roll me down the hill in a tire. Those were good years. Those were good years.
See, folks, you're hearing this, that joke for the first time. Consider yourself
pretty
lucky.
Clever. Pretty clever, though. I got to give you props for that.
I heard that in devotion the other morning.
Right, right.
The whole staff did, and those who weren't there,
years.
They heard it in the hallway when JJ caught them.
How many times do you think my poor wife and daughters have to hear that? That's who you need to pray for.
All right. Good morning again, everybody. It's Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
We're going to ask trivia questions, and we've got three each, and then we're going to ask you to call in and also ask your trivia question of us. So ask and answer. We prefer that you do both. What are the ground rules here, Ed?
Well, this is first-time callers, which means if you have
never...
You
really got to explain that.
Well, this is America.
We're saying is you may have called.
Right.
That's okay. But if you have called and gotten on the air with us, you can't do that today. So only those who have never gotten on the air with us can call and shine. Yes, you're a chance to shine. And we do ask that you be 11 years old and up, but this is first time callers. And that goes pretty well. I always enjoy when folks call in and say, I've never been on the air with you. I've always wanted to. Well, that's what a day like today.
What about that cowbell thing?
We do that every other Friday.
Well, three of our original three each are questions of these original nine questions. One is a mystery question. You don't know which one it is, hence the mystery. But if you land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this glorious sound. Ah, the
beloved
cowbell
shall ring, and all the world will know.
That's right. That means you're going to win yourself a nice AFR stainless steel tumbler. You woke up. It's Friday. It's payday. You're excited about the weekend. But icing on the cake, you could win something today. And these really are nice AFR tumblers. And you know what? Father's Day, graduation. There's a lot of shirts and caps and tumblers and things. So if you got a super fan that just really loves Trivia Friday, you know, take dad out to eat, maybe buy him a tool, but maybe include a tumbler. Just throw that little plug in there.
Good idea. And you can find AFA and AFR resources at resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net. You can buy these tumblers, but today somebody is going to win one, we hope, if lands on that question, so to speak, and answers it correctly.
Anything else to say about this before we get ready to tell our questions?
No, you know what? I think we kind of motored through. I will toss this out, okay, while we're waiting to get some folks online here. There are a number of ways if you want to watch the live video stream of this program. You can go to Facebook and search for Today's Issues. That's actually the name of the program. We change it up a little bit on Friday. You can go to YouTube and search for today's issues live.
Or the meaning of life.
Yeah, or you can search for the meaning of life. Or you can go to our own streaming platform. You can go to stream.afa.net, stream.afa.net to watch the live video stream of this show and others. Or you can go to X, formerly known as Twitter, and search for American Family Radio. You can listen to the live audio stream at AFR.net.
Guys, I had the opportunity Wednesday to speak at an FCA rally between 350, 400 youth. Boy, it's exciting to see young people that love the Lord that are gathered. And Fellowship of Christian Athletes, someone said they're one of the last ministries that are openly welcome on public school campuses. So they share the gospel. They have those huddles, the prayer meetings, all the rallies. So what a great organization.
Hey, folks, if you want to call to get on the program, I know that we gave the phone number at the intro, but the phone number to get on this program, again, it's first-time callers only, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. First-time callers, if you've never actually gotten through and gotten on the air, today could be your day. 888-589-8840.
Go ahead, Ed, with your questions.
All right, here are my three questions. First question, what college football player was famously nicknamed the Kansas Comet? What college football player was famously nicknamed the Kansas Comet? Second question, five people have won two Nobel Prizes, although one of those won two unshared awards. In other words, did not win the prize with someone else. Who was it? Who is the only person to have won two unshared Nobel Prizes?
Could you make that question a little bit more complicated?
I think
that wasn't much of a challenge for us here, Ed. Would you repeat that real?
Yes. Okay. Only one person has won two unshared Nobel Prizes. You know what I mean by unshared?
Yeah, it's not split.
It wasn't split with someone. Only one person has won two unshared Nobel Prizes. Who was that person? By the way, tip of the hat to Dr. John at Hope Church, who gave me that question.
Okay.
And then third question, what is a group of meerkats called? I couldn't remember if we had done this recently, but
how about one meerkat? What is that? Let's start with the...
You don't know what a meerkat
no,
is?
No, I don't.
Have you never seen, what was that, the Lion King? You never saw a Lion King?
It's a lion, right?
Huh?
Where the one
lion
was holding up
the other
one? Are
you talking about the little animal, that one of the little three animals that roam around?
You sing out Mustafa
or
something?
Yeah, they come out, they're related... They look like a little bit like prairie dogs,
right,
but they're related, I think, to the weasel family.
It's a meerkat.
A meerkat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what's the question about the meerkat?
If you look out your back window, you know, in the morning,
in your
and
backyard,
you see a group of meerkats.
Group of meerkats.
What is that group called?
Wow, you did a deep dive into the meerkat.
Meerkat. Meerkat culture.
World. Okay.
There's a meerkat culture war going
out
on,
there.
Tim.
That's right.
Folks need to get
all
involved.
Right, go ahead.
Tim, here's what I've got. First question. What species of poisonous spiders has an hourglass pattern on its abdomen? What species of poisonous spiders has an hourglass pattern on its abdomen? Second question. If you're equally skilled with both hands, what are you called? If you're equally skilled right and left-handed, what's that called? Third question, true or false, Civil War General Ambrose Burnside was known for his very impressive, bushy facial hair on his cheeks, and that's where we get our term sideburns, from General Burnside. Is that true or false?
Okay, did you just say facial hair on your cheeks?
Facial hair on your cheeks.
I just want to make sure I got that right.
Yeah, not chin. See, not on your chin.
No,
not
we don't
a,
need to go
beard.
Any further on this one.
No. Oh, facial. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Facial hair on your
but
cheeks.
But it could be facial hair
it could
on
be.
Your
let's,
chin.
Let's move on.
Facial hair on your top lip.
You get in trouble. All right, here we go. Here are my questions, which have a reasonable chance of being answered.
Oh brother.
And won't be near as complicated.
This is from the guy who usually does, what are the top 10 flowers?
Here we go. All right. What are the three most popular ethnic foods in the U.S.?
Oh, it has to be racist right here on a Friday morning.
Ethnic foods, okay? The three most popular among Americans, if you say America.
That's really the only ones that count.
You survey, yes. You surveyed them. They're going to say, I like these three types of ethnic foods. That's our favorites in the U.S. All right. Now, I want to know, what are the top two largest grocery store chains in the U.S.? The two largest grocery store chains in the U.S. And finally, what is the most common graduation gift?
Oh, we need to know that.
This is graduation season, right? May. Right. May. I'm just thankful I hadn't got one invitation.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'll split some of the ones that we got. No. It's a line item budget. It catches you by surprise. You say, well, the insurance, car insurance, house insurance, groceries, all these things that you're drowning in, and like, whoa, where'd this come from? Here's a whole nother thing for this passel of graduation gifts.
I know. Getting a graduation invitation is like getting a subpoena.
Or a notice for jury duty.
There's your hashtag for today, folks. How funny. Like getting a subpoena.
And let me just say, I love the young people that I was able to minister to as a youth pastor. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I do not miss is having to go to 2 and 3 and 4 different graduation ceremonies and sitting there through the whole, usually outside with a threat of rain.
Right.
On a stone
oh my
seating.
And you're supposed to bring a gift for all of them, aren't you?
Oh, no, I never did that.
Okay,
I never did,
you can't do that.
No, I couldn't.
Youth pastor budget?
Yeah. No.
We've had this conversation, I think, around graduation time, and we've talked about weddings and everything. But I know people, I'm glad we can be this honest, because we'll get this invitation, and Melanie and I will have this conversation. Now, who is that? Oh, you know, they sit on our side of the church, and they sit about 3 rows in front of us. Not kin to them.
Right.
Had never been to your home. You weren't an active.
Right.
Taught their class. Right. It's just like, oh, here are some kids in church. And like, well, send them out to everybody, and like who knows? You might get some good plunder.
Like setting a trot line.
No. Throw that net out there. No, on the right
they
side of the boat. Just get so many.
All they do is throw it in the garbage.
It might make the boat sink.
We might get a $50 Applebee's gift card out of this.
We'll catch something. I don't care if it's an eel or a snapping turtle. We're catching something with this.
Oh, another boot. Throw that in. That's from the Battaglianos. They'll give gifts.
All right, let's go in.
All right, let's go Mississippi. We're going to start off. Max is on the line. Max, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me be on your show here.
Well, absolutely.
Yes,
Max.
Sir,
where are you from in Mississippi?
I'm a truck driver right now. I'm going to pick up a load here in Olive Branch, just right near Memphis.
Okay, yeah, that's a good area. But, you're going to go right by Craft Road. If you haven't already.
Yeah. Hey, Max.
Yeah, I'm on Hackstock Road.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both. I want the one about the General Burnside.
All right. Starting with true or false, here's the question. What, Civil War General Ambrose Burnside was known for his very impressive facial hair on his cheeks. The common phrase sideburns comes directly from General Burnside. Is that true or false?
That's true.
It is 100% true.
Hey,
way to go.
Who would think something happened in the Civil War? And why don't people go, hey, man, those are some good-looking Burnsides. You're looking like Elvis there. Those are very impressive Burnsides. Why did they say sideburns?
Yeah.
But that came all the way from Civil War and has stuck to this day.
How'd you know that, Max?
They told me that when I was in college. We were studying the Civil War and history.
Wow, you remembered that of all things.
Have you ever grown it? Sideburns?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Yeah, y'all are in Tupelo. Anyway, when I was a senior in high school, I was in a talent show. I did Elvis, and I had my burn side.
There you go.
There you go. Well, and a truck driver, at some point, it's a part, really, it's legal that he has to have a Fu Manchu.
Yes.
At some point, for a minute, if you're a truck driver.
Max, have you ever heard this? Customer 574, your shower is now ready.
Oh, all the time.
Shower number two is open.
Shower number two is now available.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do. Oh, man. Are you an independent trucker? Are you driving for a company or what?
I drive for a company out of Texas, out of San Angelo, Texas.
I got you.
And so I'm going to be going home tomorrow.
Good. Good. Hey, listen, all right. we give props to farmers and salesmen, military personnel. I'm telling you, truck drivers, there would be no goods show up in your town or at your home if it weren't for all the truckers out there, usually away from their family, over-the-road truckers. So guys like Max and those of you, you know, long-haul and the trucking industry, thank you for what you do. Max, what's your question for us?
Okay. You remember Noah from the flood, right? Okay. What was the name of Noah's wife? And it's not Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc.
His wife is never mentioned. So
that's an odd name.
You mean never named?
Never named. Never named. So we don't know the name.
That's
Mrs. Noah.
I'm going with JJ. Usually has a good sense of these things. I'm going with JJ.
Okay. Are you ready to hear it?
Ready.
Okay. Her name was M. Zara. And the reason I know that is because I went to the Ark Encounter and they have a restaurant named after her. And they said that they came up with that name because they looked at old Hebrew manuscripts, and her name was mentioned on one of those Hebrew manuscripts. So that's how I came up with it.
But that's really good. Yeah,
it's not in the Bible.
It's not in the Bible, but like you say, you have New Testament Josephus writings that are accurate. So old manuscripts where we found out Mrs. Noah's name. That's
what's
good.
What's her name? What is it again?
M. Zara. E-M-Z-A-R-R-A.
That'd make a great name for a superhero. Come flying, you got a big shield. Who is that?
M. Zara.
Swish. Save the day.
Yes.
Captain America, M. Swish Zara, Spider-Man.
All right, Brother Max.
Came up.
All right, Max. Great day. Be safe, my friend.
Yeah, be safe on the road. All right, we go to Louisiana, and Daryl is on the line. Daryl, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes. Good morning. Welcome.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, are you calling it from the shower? What's going on back there? Get some sound going.
Well, I'm in my truck riding, so I guess y'all can hear me.
Yeah, yes, we can. Hey, Daryl, where do you live in Louisiana?
I live in a little small town called Jenneret.
Okay.
I'm from the Iberia, but it's not far.
I got you.
About 8 miles, but I live in Jenneret, Louisiana. Small town of about 7,000-8,000.
Yes, sir. Well, ask, answer, or both, Daryl?
Well, I was surprised that I got on. I've been trying to get on for like 2 years or something. But anyway, I listen to y'all almost pretty much every day.
Thank you, brother.
On Fridays too when I can. But
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I didn't get to hear. I was surprised I got on the call. But I don't know if I know the correct pronunciation is one question, but so I'm gonna try this other one. This the one about the hourglass.
Here's the question. What kind of spider has an hourglass pattern on its belly?
Well, they get the black one that does, but I think they also have a brown one also, you got a brown widow spider that they came into America through construction from Mexico, I believe, construction materials.
So which Black Widow. Which answer do you want to go with? Black Widow or Brown Widow? Yeah, it's Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Nicely done.
So the Black Widow has a what now?
An hourglass. It looks like an hourglass pattern on its abdomen. It looks just like an hourglass, and I think it's red, isn't it?
It is. It's red.
But yeah. Who wants to get that close? If you get that close to identify it, yep, sure enough, it's a, ow.
Yeah. Now you said the
Brown Widow.
The Brown Widow came up from Mexico.
Yeah, they also we started getting a lot of shipments in. I'm in construction,
right?
Trade and stuff, electrical trade, but we started getting a lot of materials from Mexico and stuff years back, 15, 20 years ago. And that's so we started through the construction material. We started getting brown widows. Yeah. Also,
there were a couple armadillos on that same load, and some fire ants.
Yeah.
That's not very neighborly, you know. Mexico send us
maybe so.
Poisonous spiders.
Well, luckily those spiders were good swimmers.
Mayor of New York.
Mayor of New York. That's
right. Hey, Daryl, what's your question for us?
Well, I know y'all good about Bible stuff, but so y'all might get this one right off. But when was the time that manna stopped flowing from heaven?
You mean when did it?
Yeah, when did the manna from heaven quit falling?
When they crossed the Jordan.
Heaven for the Israel.
When they crossed the Jordan, as soon as they crossed the Jordan.
And they camped in city?
Right.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. When they camped in that city, Gilgal.
Right.
Yeah.
They stepped into it with the ark, and the waters pulled back. They walked across, and when the last person got over there, the manna quit, and it didn't. They never saw it again.
Good question, Daryl. And you have a great day, my friend. Glad you were able to get in on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to take our break just a minute or two early. And then we'll come back and get to Jennifer in Alabama. Here's the phone number. It's first-time callers only today. So if you've never been able to be on the air with us on Trivia Friday, today is your opportunity to shine. The phone number is 888. You can't remember that. We can't help you, okay? 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. If you want to watch on the internet, our own live video streaming service is what?
Stream.afa.net.
Go to stream.afa.net and you can watch the show. Watch the show there. We'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
According to a recent report, Planned Parenthood continues to rake in billions despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here is that Planned Parenthood is generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding. And preborn, that's you and me, are stealing their clientele, meaning the babies they are trying to kill. Preborn operates on a very slim budget as they rescue over 200 babies' lives every day, and they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants, and they need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mother caught in crisis. Once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chance at life doubles. Please sponsor a precious baby's life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies' lives, so please be generous. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
So, that's that theme music right there is from The Monsters. What years were they on? Were they stars?
That was the 60s. The 60s, because it was black and white, I think.
Yeah. It was them and the Adams family.
Adams family.
They were going head-to-head.
Yeah.
They're creepy
and they're spooky.
Which one had Uncle Fester? I get
them all. Adams family.
Adams family.
The Munsters was, I think it was Ed Gwynn, Fred Gwynn. And he was Frankenstein.
I don't think they ever got the awards they deserve.
No.
For those, huh? Do no, you, JJ?
No. They never got multiple Pulitzers or anything.
The rest of Hollywood kind of looked down on them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Shunned them, you know?
They were from across the tracks.
Decent.
Wrong side of the tracks as far as Hollywood's concerned.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University. We're about to go back to the phones. But before we do that, we need to reset our questions.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, Ed.
I'm going to reset my questions that are impossible to answer. So
impossible. I said mine are more likely to be answered.
You're doing the Donald Trump gestures now.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, with the hands.
Playing the accordion.
I didn't say.
Some people said that your question. Yeah.
This first one is, if you're a football fan, this first one should be pretty easy. What college football player was famously nicknamed the Kansas Comet? Second question. Only one person has won two Nobel Prizes that are unshared with anyone else. Only one person has won two Nobel Prizes that were unshared. Who was it? And then, what is a group of meerkats called? If you're looking out your back window and you see a group of meerkats, what would you say they are called? All right, that's what I got.
Boy, I've already had a couple people have answered them, so I'm going to have to add some new ones. But here's my first question. If you're equally skilled with both hands, what are you called? If you're equally skilled, or left-handed, what is that called?
It's not a freak.
That's right.
And I also
– different word.
Because I am that –
Are you really?
I can go from the left side of the buffet or the right side.
Here we go.
With equal efficiency.
Dexterity.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. Second question. Add one. What nickname was given to General Thomas J. Jackson during the Civil War? And third question, what does a dowser do? D-O-W-S-E-R. If you're a dowser, what's your mission? What do you do?
What's your purpose in life?
That's right.
If you're a dowser. All right. Did I mispronounce?
No. It's just one of those words that you listen to and you go,
right.
That's a funny word.
Right, dowser.
Yeah. Like
Dowser Thomas in the Bible.
Yeah, and when I wanted to marry my wife, Diane, I went to meet her father. He said, well, I want to know how much the dowser is going to be.
Yeah.
How much money are you giving?
How many mules and blankets and things?
Yes, that's right.
All right.
No, that's dowry, in case
so,
you got the joke.
So here are my three questions. Number one. What are the three most popular ethnic foods for Americans? In other words, you go out to eat, or you order in, or you make it at home. But basically, these are restaurant type of questions. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Let's all go to
number
the so-and-so restaurant.
Number two. What are the top two grocery store chains in terms of size in the U.S.?
You're talking about number of stores?
Number of stores. Yep, and that. Let me just say this: exclude the WalMarts and Targets and people like that. I'm talking about all they do is sell groceries.
Okay,
not the big box combo stores. You got that?
Yes.
Okay, and number three: this is graduation season, ladies and gentlemen, and don't we all love it? And
here you keep reading, and I'm going to provide the soundtrack. What
is the most common graduation gift? What Americans? What is the most common graduation gift? What is the name of that song?
I don't know.
That Pomp and Circumstance.
Pomp and Circumstance.
Might be. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
All right. What do you say we go to Alabama, guys?
With a banjo on our knee.
Jennifer is on the line. Jennifer, welcome to Trivia Friday, and thank you for waiting, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Jennifer, I have no idea how young or how old you are, but do you...
I got an idea.
Do you remember...
You want me to take a shot?
No, don't write it out. No.
Okay.
If you're 5 years either way, it's just not going to end well. Okay.
So, Jennifer, do you remember... Are you old enough to remember when waiting on the phone through a break cost you more money? If it's long distance?
Oh, yes. If it's long distance, I do.
Yeah. Because that was...
Yes.
We used to have all kinds of little things growing up. If you didn't want to pay for the long distance and still get a message across, like if I was at college or whatever,
made it home safely.
My dad would say, "Just call collect and
ask for me."
Yes, ask for me.
Basically, beat the system,
and then the operator.
Here, son,
would
hey, here's on, how you beat the system.
Would you accept long distance collect call from Edward? No, I would not.
But I'm glad he made it safe.
Yes. And so it didn't cost anything.
Yeah. Hey, Jennifer, where you live in Alabama?
Tuscaloosa.
Okay, wonderful.
Great area.
Yes, absolutely. All right, ask or answer, or both?
I'm going to answer. I wish I had prepared a question to ask, because you guys are really good at that, too.
Right. Well, yeah, we are, but...
well, we are.
We are, yeah. But okay, Jennifer, which one do you want to answer?
Oh, let's see. There were three that I was thinking about. I want to answer the mystery question.
Well, you know,
that's the first time we've ever heard that.
Nicely done.
Challenge yourself here.
Okay, I'm going to challenge myself.
Okay.
Let's see. The one about the confusing question about the two-time winner of a Nobel Prize
that was not shared with anyone else. Thank you, Jennifer,
as it looks my way.
The confusing question. Okay, five people have won two Nobel Prizes, but four of those, they had to share them with someone. But one of those has won two unshared Nobel Prizes. Who was it, Jennifer?
That was Linus Pauling.
That was Linus Pauling. Very, really? Very good. Very good.
How'd you know that, Jennifer?
Well, actually, my dad was a big Linus Pauling fan. He's a doctor, so he had to do a lot of chemistry, I suppose. But I have an autographed book from Linus Pauling that my dad gave one to my sister and myself.
Wow.
When we were younger.
Now, for those who don't know, Jennifer, and my apologies to Ed, by the way, for making fun of his
question. And I take that as a sincere apology.
Yes. I did not think that question would be answered, nor would we ever have somebody on the
who got it without looking it up.
Who has an autographed book.
And her dad got an autographed book and has such a tie-in to her family.
Jennifer, for those who don't know the gentleman.
Linus Pauling.
Yeah, what did he do, Jennifer? What was he famous for?
He won the prize for chemistry for his, it was something about the chemical bond.
Yeah, okay. I didn't look that part up because chemistry, frankly, bewilders me. So I could understand it.
A little later, they wrote him into the cartoons. He was the one that carried the blanket around.
Lionel?
Right. I knew that one first.
Peanuts.
It was for chemistry.
One of them was. And then he also got one for his opposition to weapons of mass destruction following World War II, the use of the two nuclear weapons on Japan. But he didn't share those with anyone else.
Okay.
Very impressive.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. Chemistry, huh?
Yes.
Chemistry.
Yeah. Hey, Jennifer, how'd you do in chemistry?
I did not follow in my dad's footsteps.
Just to say, we'll just put it like that. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, we'll just leave it like that. I got through it.
Right, I understand.
And then I left and I said, okay, that's over.
Right.
I think chemistry was, to me, was a lot like magic.
You've had a lot of quotable things today.
You pour a couple of chemicals into a test tube and stuff happens.
Shazam.
Hey, yeah. Jennifer, I will quickly tell you my high school chemistry story. Okay, so.
Notice you didn't say college.
No, I did not take it in college. Okay. So our chemistry teacher, Mr. Bernier, and we called him Bunsen Bernier. Yes, we thought that was pretty funny. You know, you'd have to do your chemistry experiments, and you'd have to write reports on it. And I would sit with my lab partner, and I would watch Mr. Bernier read these reports, and it never looked like he was actually reading them. He would just look at who wrote it, you know, kind of flip the page, skim through it, and he'd check it off. And so I told my friend, I said, I'm going to prank Mr. Bernier. So I wrote my lab report and put all kinds of bizarre things in it periodically. I'd pepper it with ridiculous statements that had nothing to do with chemistry. And I remember the next day watching him take off the stack, and I could tell when he got to mine because he was reading it, and then he glanced up at me and called me over, and I got in pretty big trouble for that. But when he glanced up over those glasses,
you never
thought,
forget that moment,
yes,
will you?
I thought, this was a bad idea. So why did my friend talk me out?
He was a speed reader, and he really was reading the
comments. Yes, he was. So anyway, Jennifer, that was about 2 minutes you'll never get back.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yes, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
She didn't have a question.
No,
for us.
She said she didn't have one.
No, it's disappointing, but
yeah.
She didn't. Next up, Ed.
All right, we go to Arkansas, and Erlene is on the line. Erlene, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Well, we are excited to have you, Erlene.
Where First time caller. You made it.
Absolutely. Where in Arkansas?
Yes, I did.
Do you live?
It's northwest Arkansas, home of Walmart.
Oh, sure. Rogers, Bentonville, Fayetteville.
Yeah.
I was in your neck of the woods recently. Yeah, in the the Rogers area. Yeah.
Great country.
Well, I had to see the judge.
It's growing. It's growing very fast.
Yeah. Yes, almost growing into Missouri there in Oklahoma. So fast.
Yes, because they built a new Walmart corporate office.
Uh-huh.
They have their own exits off the freeway and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, where's that fancy museum located that they've got, like, Picassos and things that, you know, it's crazy all the things they have at the Walmart
Museum.
Where is that? What city is that
in? Yes. Well, Bentonville. All of the Walmart stuff is in Bentonville, which is just about 30 miles from where I live, which is Fayetteville.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, okay, Erlene, we were ready. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both. And I want to answer the one where you're equally on both sides.
Yeah, here's the question.
Well,
if you're equally skilled with right or left-handed, if you're equally skilled with both hands, what are you called?
Well, I believe it's ambidextrous. Is that correct?
Hey!
Oh, cool.
Ambidextrous.
Not only is it correct, you won the mystery question.
Right, which you will get a AFR stainless steel travel mug.
And if you are truly ambidextrous yourself, you can drink it out of your right or your left hand.
That's right.
Well, my husband is, and so I might share it with him.
And so he really is. Did he, like, was he a pitcher? Yeah. Was he able to pitch or bat right and left-handed or anything?
He writes with his left hand, but he bats and golfs with the right side.
Wow. Okay. Very impressive.
You know, there have been a few. Now, my alma mater, Mississippi State, they have a baseball pitcher right now on their team that pitches with the left and the right hand.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
Can you imagine?
At that level, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, being a college baseball pitcher, and you can go with either hand.
Right.
And he has a glove that some company made for him where he doesn't have to – he just switches out. He can switch out on the mound.
Because they don't always do a lot of fielding, so you can probably get away
right.
with that.
There's Anyway, but for people to be able to do things like that at that level.
Yeah.
Now, I've never known a quarterback or another kind of athlete that can do both.
Well, so if you're a quarterback, I think – a pitcher has to have more finesse.
Yeah.
You know, sinkers and sliders and, you know,
things like
four
that.
Seam. Yeah, and hit that little tiny target to be able to throw a spiral left-handed or and right-handed, I think it would be way less challenging to be
so this pitcher for Mississippi State, I don't want to get too far off track. Does he switch up depending on what the batter is, right-handed or left-handed, or does he go a whole game
one way? I think you have to declare he does switch up.
Okay. No, but I'm with Ed. No. When somebody comes up left-handed, right-handed,
yeah, he'll switch up.
On the mound, or do you have to go through the whole inning?
No, you can switch up per batter.
That would be the explanation for the glove.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, once you have a batter, you can't switch up. Like if you have a switch hitter batter, I know we're getting deep into this.
Yeah.
You can't. The rules are you can't switch up.
While
you have
batting.
To declare, I'm going to pitch left-handed or right-handed against this batter.
And the batter has to stay right or left.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That could get like playing chicken. Yeah. He moves over, you move over. You move over, he moves over.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so much for that.
Hey, Arlene, I know you have a question for us, but when we're through with you on the air, we'll put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will
send you your travel mug.
Your travel mug.
You don't have to travel with it. You can use it at your house.
Right.
Yeah.
Take it over to Bentonville.
And I can use either hand, too.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Arlene, well, go ahead with your question for us.
Okay, so it's a kind of a double question, a two-part, and it's a gun smoke question. So, Tim, are you the one that's the expert on Gunsmoke?
I watched a little Gunsmoke. Yeah, more of a bonanza guy. But
yeah, now, Ed, it's going
to be our I'm not sure I've ever watched Gunsmoke.
Well, I don't think you guys are going to get this question, but there was a lady that
but
went
you're
around
ask,
to the
Wait a minute.
Town.
You're going to ask it anyway? We got no shot.
Oh, yeah, I'm asking ask it. Anyway. Well, it's because I won the mug. That's right.
Yeah,
anyway.
Stumped the panel.
But you don't actually have the mug yet, Arlene.
It can get lost in the mail.
It could, quote unquote, get lost. Sure.
Right. No,
you can go right ahead, Arlene. We want to be challenged.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So there was a lady, kind of a mobile antique junk lady that went around with her wagon, and she had stuff hanging on her wagon, and she would go around to the town and she would sell stuff off her wagon, like pots and pans and farming implements and things like that. So what is her name and what is her mule's name?
What is her name? That's it.
What's her name? Her mule's name was it was Balaam. Oh, wait, whole nother story. Never mind.
Well, so, listen, when you start out, what was her name? I was thinking, well, I'm not going to get that. But then when you said, what's her mule's name?
Yeah, right, it's a deep dive.
I thought, man, I am.
They called her Balaam's wife. That was her nickname. Hey, we obviously.
The mule you rode in on.
Don't know. But go ahead and tell us.
Okay, her name was Dirty Sally, and her mule's name was Worthless.
Dirty Sally, worthless.
Oh my word! Dirty.
Listen, I dated a girl with that name in high school.
Dirty Sally.
She never actually would shower or get dolled up for a date, but so I called her Dirty Sally.
Did she ever say, "Go ahead, and make my day"?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Hey, stay on the line and congratulations,
Arlene.
You made it through, and look at this. The first time you ever got through, you won a mug. Have
that's
fun.
Right. That's
all awesome. Right, Trivia Friday. Good to hear from Arlene there in, I think she said Fayetteville.
Walmart.
And that's where the University of Arkansas is in Fayetteville as well.
Sue-y.
Let's repeat our questions.
All right, and I will add a question because I've had – one answer that was impossible to answer. Wow, okay.
And somebody's striking out over here. I haven't had any answered.
All right, what college football player was famously nicknamed the Kansas Comet? If we get into the final segment, I will throw a hint in there, which should pretty much give it away. Second, what is a group of meerkats called? Everyone in the country, except for Tim and JJ, know what a meerkat is. If you have a group of them, what's that called? And a Bible question I'll add, throw this in. Which son of David led a major revolt against his father? Which son of King David led a major revolt against his father?
Here's the deal.
You had cougars. You had a Mustang. My second cousin, twice removed, he drove a Meerkat. Now, it was a big hoopty. That thing looked like a barge and only got about 6 miles to the gallon, but it was dependable. When nothing else would start, you could get in that old hoopty and it'd start up and there's room for everybody.
1974 Meerkat. That was a fine automobile.
Here's what I've got. First question. What nickname was given to General Thomas J. Jackson during the Civil War? What nickname was given to General Thomas J. Jackson during the Civil War? Second question, what does a dowser do? D-O-W-S-E-R. Mm-hmm. If you're a dowser, what's your mission? What do you do?
Dowsers. Okay, meerkats. I'm looking at some meerkats right now.
I'm just showing pictures, folks.
Yeah.
I'm dropping some knowledge.
All right, my my three questions. Number one, what are the three most popular ethnic foods among Americans? Okay, that's number one. My second question, what are the top two grocery store chains in the U.S.?
Now, you're saying just selling groceries.
That's right. Not Walmart, not Target.
Not Dollar General.
Not Dollar General, just straight up grocery stores. And number three, this is graduation season, unfortunately. And
hey,
I wanted
class of 2024, you're getting nothing from Tim. You're not even getting congratulations. Way to go. You did it. You finished. You made it to the finish line. So you seniors, you're on your own as far as Tim Wildman's concerned.
So I want to know, what is the most common graduation gift? I want to know what the answer to that is. All right, let's go.
All right, let's go back to Arkansas, shall we? Deanna is on the line. Deanna, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. So wonderful to get on and talk with you fellas.
Well, thank you, Deanna. Good to hear from you, too. Where do you live in Arkansas?
Ball Knob.
Okay.
Bald
Knob.
Bald
okay,
Knob.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Been up there a couple of times. Good folks. I was just up in that vicinity for the Fishers of Men banquet.
Where
great
was that?
Industry up near Bald Knob.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that one town over?
Is that in the middle of the state? Middle north?
It's about northeast.
Toward Jonesboro and Pocahontas?
No, it's about 2 hours south of Jonesboro.
Okay.
On 167 toward Little Rock.
Toward Little Rock. I got you.
And some of the best fishing, not just in the nation. This is not hyperbole. People come from all over the world to fish the trout there where she's located in that area.
Yeah, so the Red River. Wonderful. Yeah. Beautiful place.
Yes. Well, Deanna, ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
Well, my Arkansan friend there answered the one I was wanting to answer, so I will take a stab at the one about the two grocery store chains.
Okay, yes. Okay, the question is, what are the two largest grocery store chains in America? And I'm not counting like Kroger or Target and stores that also sell groceries. I'm talking about exclusively grocery stores. What's the answer?
So, I know Kroger is one of them, and I'm going to guess H-E-B.
Okay, yes, Kroger is number one. Kroger also owns, okay, Kroger has 2,719 stores.
Wow.
Now, they also own something called Ralph's and Fred Meyer. Fred Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, anyway, but Kroger, the Kroger chain.
Yeah. How many stores does Kroger have?
It says 2,719 stores.
That's a lot of buggies with a wobbly wheel.
But that is right. Now, your second guess was what now?
H-E-B. That's just a guess. I don't know.
H-E-B. You see those around Florida and, a lot of other places.
Texas.
You see those.
H-E-B?
Like, H-E-B.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here, eat better is what it stands for.
Here,
I think
better.
It's a Hebrew-owned store chain. I really do. H-E-B. No, I'm not familiar with H-E-B, but that's incorrect. You got half of Kroger's.
Well, you helped
one.
The next person. You were able to accidentally pay it forward.
Yeah, but good try, Deanna.
What's your question for us?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was born on April 4th, 1968. What famous person was assassinated on that day?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here.
Don't say anything,
Deanna. So don't say anything. Well, it was either RFK or
MLK.
MLK. April.
I thought Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated in the summer.
You know, I think he was because he had won some primaries.
He's out in California.
I think you might be right. So Martin
MLK, maybe.
So maybe MLK.
But you would think we'd see that on Google or
Lorraine Hotel or whatever.
Yeah, we're gonna say MLK, Martin Luther King Jr.
Correct. You are correct.
Good okay. on Tim.
Okay, and that was in Memphis and
at the Lorraine Hotel or Motel, if I'm remembering that right.
Yep, yep. I didn't. So that was on
he's
the
a
same
wonderful man.
Same
wonderful
day you man. Were born, huh? Wow.
Yes, same day I was born. My mother told me she remembers when I was born how crazy it was on that day. And they lived in Michigan at the time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was bittersweet for her, all that turmoil during the 60s.
Yeah. Have two high-profile, very influential Americans die in the same year like that by assassination.
And then all the news is on that when you're trying to celebrate having a baby girl born.
Right. Thank you, Deanna. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. We got to take a short time out right here, break for news. And then we got James in Indiana, Stan in Arkansas, Michelle in Iowa, and Debbie in Alabama, and Randy in Arkansas. So hopefully we can get to all those calls.
Boys, I'm running my first ever 5K tomorrow. So I'd like to take a moment to thank my sponsors. Ben Gay.
Say goodbye.
Geritol.
Take a moment to say goodbye.
Yeah. Pretty Prairie Nursing Home.
Pretty Prairie.
You know, if you're a serious athlete, you get sponsors.
Yeah.
So I'm just thankful for those.
You're going to wear stickers.
They're helping to make it happen.
STP.
I didn't mean to say goodbye. Goodbye. I mean, say goodbye to your hip. That's
and
what
my
I meant.
Knee.
Yeah, and your knee. All right. Hey, good for you, JJ.
Absolutely.
Oh, I just want to finish without
pray,
walking.
Pray for JJ.
We 60-year-olds stand together with you, and then we fall.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.